understand why it's over. I can go through the motions of walking away. I can give you the key and take my things back. I can find plenty of things to fill my days. Baby, it's just like breathing. A melody that you hear and you can't forget.
Familiar local voices, news, and information is all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The White House and Pentagon each signaled they've decided on what the U.S. response will be to the drone attack launched from Syria that killed three U.S. Army reservists at their base in Jordan.
President Biden blames Iran for arming the radical militants who carried out the deadly attack. He told reporters yesterday he's already decided how the U.S. will respond, adding the White House wants to avoid a broader war in the Middle East.
ABC's M. Nguyen, a direct strike on Iran considered less likely than hitting the militants in countries where they're operating. Republicans running the House Homeland Security Committee rammed through articles of impeachment, two of them against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Next stop, the full House. Ouray, Colorado police, or placed police chief Jeff Wood on paid administrative leave after three men were charged with sexually assaulting a 17-year-old girl during a party at the chief's house. This is ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, February milk down 22 to 16.24, March down 16 to 16.90, April down 9 to 17.30, May milk up 11 at 17.73. Cheese markets, barrels down 2 to 153, 40-pound blocks up 3 and 3 quarters to 164 and 3 quarters, 7 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at 280 and a quarter, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 123, one trade on the day. Dry whey up a quarter to 45 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher. The feeders were the leaders in the cattle markets as continued demand in the sales barn with the feeder cattle index up 209, helping to support the entire cattle complex. Hog markets also moving mostly higher as well as, again, some expectations of increasing hog demand helping to support prices. February live cattle up 65 cents to 178.02. March feeder cattle up 270 to 241.32. February hogs up 57 cents to 75.85. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher. Soybeans leading the entire grain complex higher as dry weather being reported in Argentina, really helping to support the corn and soybean markets. The U.S. dollar was also lower, that helping to support wheat prices. March corn up 7.5 to 444 and three quarters. New crop up 5 3/4 to 480 and a quarter. March beans up 24.5 to 1218 and three quarters. New crop up 17 to 1197 and a quarter. March soybean meal up 870 to 363. And March soybean oil up 45 cents to 46 even. Chicago wheat March up 12 to 605.5. May up 11 3/4 to 615.5. Minneapolis wheat March up 6.5. to 699 and three quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op, Durand Cash Corn 378, February 381, March 384, New Crop 425. Cash Beans 1124, February 1129, March 1134, New Crop at 1112. Big River Resources, Boyceville, Cash Corn 402 and 3 quarters, February 405 and 3 quarters, March 409 and 3 quarters, and New Crop at 425 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride in Arcadia, Cash Corn 415, February 413, March 410, New Crop at 420. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, Cash Corn 389, February 389, March 392, New Crop 425. Cash Beans 1138 to February 1141, March 1144, New Crop 1122. Allied Cooperative Blair, Cash Corn 393, New Crop 425. Cash Beans 1134, New Crop at 1112. At Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn 422, April 430, May 434, and New Crop at 430. Cash Beans 1169, April 1198, May 12 even, New Crop at 1142. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn 387, New Crop 425, Cash Beans 1140, New Crop 1122. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 154 to 176, Holstein fed cattle 126 to 158, market cows 66 to 112, bulls 100 to 112, calves at 160 to $1.50. Beef steers at $1.85 to $3.12. Holstein steers at $1.09 to $2.55. Sheep markets, market lambs $1.97 and down, ewes $85 and down, rams $100 and down. Goat markets, does $1.10 and down, bucks $1.20 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers $1.67 to $1.76.50. Finished beef heifers $1.67 to $1.75. Finished dairy steers $1.45 to $1.54. Market cows $80 to $94. Market bulls $86 to $121.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and mild today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop down to 30. Tomorrow, sunshine, cooler but still mild with a high of 48. Friday, partly cloudy, 42. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There was a time I could drink my cares away and drown out all of the heartaches that hurt me night and day. When the thought of you came crashing through, I have one more.
yesterday. Those memories seem so far away. All it took was just a whisper to start. And I'm blue. Ooh, that old feeling, filling up your dreams again. Ooh, it comes stealing, taking you away. I guess there's nothing left for me to do. I can't stop him from living in you. Cause the past can only pull us apart. Still you carry it through. Now he's back and I'm blue.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota. Town, some other lazy Sunday.
I can feel the evening sun go down, and all the lights in the houses one by one go out. Softly in the distance, nothing stirs about, and the night is filled with the sound of a whippoorwill on a Sunday in the South. All right, just another Sunday, just another Sunday in the South. Oh, another sacred Sunday in the South.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Shenandoah, Sunday in the South here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, and good morning, we have still a few clouds in the region, temperatures upper 20s to near 30 this morning. But we're going to see a lot of sunshine and record high temperatures today. And we'll have more next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also coming up next hour, farm broadcaster colleague David Geiger is in. There's been a new corn genetic vulnerability that has been found affected by a herbicide. David's going to have more on that here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, but strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. There's a difference in priorities, and that is stalling the farm bill. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Agriculture groups and farmers are eager to see Congress pass the next farm bill as the current extension ends at the conclusion of the fiscal year in September. Speaking on Agriculture of America last week, Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota said the industry needs the certainty of a full-term bill.
We need to get a five-year bill in place. People in production agriculture need certainty, and you can't just operate on extensions of the existing bill. You know, it's time for a reset. Things have changed. You got way higher input costs, fuel, fertilizer. Interest rates are significantly higher, so the average farm loan out there, they're paying a lot more in servicing that debt. And then you got, you know, weakening commodity prices. So we need attention to that and to making sure that we have good policies in place.
However, Thune says the effort is stalled because of a difference in priorities.
The chair of the committee, the Democrat chair, Debbie Stabenow now from Michigan, so far has been unwilling to consider moving resources around within the Farm Bill in order to strengthen the producer safety net. And we think that that should be the focus of the Farm Bill. Farm Bill ought to be about farmers. And unfortunately, too often, Democrats here, at least in the Senate, are making it about issues like climate, environmental policy, the nutrition title.
Along with all of those different priorities is also the reality that it's an election year. A presidential and congressional election year. And as we get closer and closer to the election, it will get harder and harder for either side to try to move forward on a farm bill for fear of giving the other political party a, quote, unneeded victory heading into the election. Of course, there are some Washington insiders that believe the current farm bill will probably have to be extended another year because of the election. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair and to start feeling confident with the way you look? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. One actual Hair Grow customer writes, "After trying Hair Grow for a month and a half, my hair began to grow and thicken with no breakage when combing or shampooing. My hair is beginning to look great." Another writes, "A friend of mine noticed lots of increased hair growth. I couldn't be happier with the results and highly recommend this product for anyone with thin hair." Start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's new, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens. New year, new you, new Nordic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and mild today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop down to 30. Tomorrow, sunshine, cooler but still mild with a high of 48. Friday, partly cloudy, 42. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words to me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do. And I'm leaving.
I'm leaving here a better man. No use looking for a chew, join honey, wasting my time and money, those days are through since I found you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Sweethearts of the Rodeo. And since I found you here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s this morning. 50s today, record high temperatures expected. Well, congratulations to Jacob and Jennifer Hoish of Fremont. They were selected as the 2024 Wisconsin Outstanding Young Farmer during the 70th annual awards this past weekend. As long as Jacob can remember, he always wanted to be a farmer. When he was in fourth grade, his dad and uncle combined their dairy herds and built a freestall barn and milking parlor, creating Hoish Homestead Dairy LLC in Fremont. Now, since taking over the management of the farm, he's added cover crops and transitioned to no-till. As a result, everything in the farm is, as he says, green all year. So congratulations to Jacob and Jennifer Hoish, this year's Wisconsin's Outstanding Young Farmer of the Year. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. 2024 marks the start of the third year of the highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak here in the United States. And poultry experts continue to urge all poultry owners to take precautions to help prevent the spread. I'll have more details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit MysticLubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, Lubes.com.
The roots of the current highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak, or HPAI, can be traced back to January of 2022, when multiple strains of HPAI began to infect tens of millions of wild birds, commercial poultry flocks, and backyard producers. The impact has been massive, with the USDA reporting that between February 8, 2022, and January 25, 2024, 81.72 million birds have been lost, either directly due to illness after infection or, as is most often the case, by culling in order to prevent the spread of the virus. The American Veterinary Medical Association took stock of the ongoing outbreak in a review at the end of 2023 and found that while the outbreak for the immediate future looks grim, poultry owners have made great strides in securing their flocks since the last time the U.S. confronted an outbreak, which was in 2014. They noted that poultry farms have substantially improved their biosecurity practices and markedly reduced instances of farm-to-farm transmission of the virus. The problem, however, remains wild bird exposure. The primary vector for HPAI are wild birds, and many of whom can carry the virus without illness, notably in waterfowl. They can, however, pass the virus through contact with domesticated flocks. Dr. Maurice Pietzky, associate professor with the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine, says all poultry owners should limit opportunities for contact between wild and domestic birds, but if you can't confine your flock to a coop, focus on providing good sanitation and additionally reducing contact with areas heavy with waterfowl or their habitat, like agricultural fields and ponds. And if you suspect an issue in your flock, contact a veterinarian or local extension specialist for additional tests. I'll be back with more after this.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza is on the move again, with the state of Indiana reporting the most recent case, their first in nearly a year, in a commercial flock last week. Work is progressing on a vaccine, with five candidates undergoing testing now, and those results will likely be available by the summer of 2024. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. Made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
That I'd rather be. the highway outside. 4:30 crowd is about to arrive. Sun's going down and they'll all soon be here. Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer. No, we don't fit in with that white collar crowd. We're a little too rowdy and a little too loud. But there's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She's raising them on her own. Between the bills and the laundry, sometimes she's so lonely she cries. But she's found an escape from some of the ache inside. She's got a radio heart. She's got a radio heart. She'll finish clearing the table, then put the kids off to bed. She tries to watch an old movie, but she thinks of him instead.
Lies alone in the dark and stares at the light it dies.
She gets into the music and out of this world for a while. She's got on a local station. She's got a radio heart.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. You'd be entitled to real maple syrup on your pancakes under a bill being considered at the Capitol. Representative Dave Constein says the bill empowers consumers, giving them the right to tell the restaurant, hey, you said maple syrup on the menu and I want maple syrup. He says he's convinced most people and most restaurants would want to do right. Now, if the bill passes, Wisconsin restaurants would be prohibited from serving syrup substitutes if their menus list maple syrup, although the bill carries no penalties if they don't comply. According to UW Extension, Wisconsin's annual production of about 400,000 gallons of maple syrup puts it in fourth place behind Vermont, New York, and Maine. A Calumet County court has rejected an attempt to eliminate environmental oversight of the state's largest livestock facilities. The lawsuit filed in May of 2023 against the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce on behalf of Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative alleged that the DNR lacked authority to require large livestock operations to apply for permits under Wisconsin's Water Pollution Permitting Program. In the oral ruling issued during a hearing yesterday, Judge Kerry Reed rejected the argument, citing Wisconsin law. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, along with a group of senators, has introduced the AFIDA Improvement Act of 2024, legislation that would strengthen reporting and enforcement of foreign investment in American agricultural land. The bill was prompted by a recent Government Accountability Office report, which detailed gaps in how USDA currently tracks foreign investments. The proposed bill would strengthen the Agriculture Foreign Investment Disclosure Act by streamlining data sharing, modernizing the AFIDA handbook, and implementing current law, along with improving data verification and monitoring. Interested people are invited to support FFA and agricultural education through Give FFA Day on Thursday, February 22nd. For the eighth straight year, funds raised to support programs on local, state, and national levels. During the 24 hours of giving, supporters can donate to the National FFA and the state FFA associations of their choice. In February, the organizations will celebrate FFA, advisors, and members as part of National FFA Week, which includes giving back during Give FFA Day. For over 90 years, the National FFA organization has strived to make a difference in students' lives. Donations help FFA grow the next generation of leaders. Through FFA, members can find their path to success. With almost a million members, there's a need for sustained funding to provide valuable programs, events, skills training, and more. The average price of agriculture land sold in Wisconsin between January 1st and December 31st of 2023 was $5,890 an acre. That was a 6% increase from 2022. While the price of agricultural land is still increasing, the rate at which it is increasing seems to be slowing. The most drastic increase was from 2020 through 2021 with a 14% increase. The increase in 2022 was only 11%. While the price increases seem to be slowing, the number of acres sold is also continuing a downward trend. In 2022, we saw 26% fewer sales compared to 2021. In 2023, there were 44% fewer sales than in 2022. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service estimates that Hawaiian producers incurred $23 million in economic loss and damage from wildfires and high winds in August of last year. The losses include the reduction of agricultural sales due to damages to markets or reduced customers, reduced agritourism income between August and December, livestock deaths, damaged or destroyed crops, and property damages. Producers estimate they have lost $5.2 million in sales revenue, $3.9 million in agritourism revenue, $75,000 worth of livestock, and suffered $5.4 million in crop damages, along with $8.5 million in property damage. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and mild today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop down to 30. Tomorrow, sunshine, cooler but still mild with a high of 48. Friday, partly cloudy, 42. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. When you learn to dance with your rock and roll, you learn to sway with the do-say-do. But you learn to love with the fe-do-do when you hear a little show in the club. Saturday night and the moon is out, I wanna head on over to the twist and shout. On a two-step bar to Red Occasion Beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
Young Billy, and he's up to no good. Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery both far and near, and being late for supper. These days